Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. You'll also see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. And with an open mind, you'll always be ready for new beginnings, new possibilities, and that's what it's all about. And tonight, it's a pleasure to welcome back Melanie Barnum. She's a psychic medium, author, intuitive counselor, life coach, reflexologist, and hypnotist. She's been practicing professionally for more than 15 years. She enjoys helping others discover their own greatness through individual and group sessions, workshops, and mentoring. She's the author of many books, and she's got a new one coming out called The Little Book. No, it's out now, The Little Book of Psychic Development. So look for that on Amazon.com. It's published by Llewellyn Worldwide Publishers. Her other books are The Book of Psychic Symbols, Interpreting Intuitive Messages, The Study Way to Greatness, Liberate Your Intuitive Potential and Manifest Your Heartfelt Desires, Psychic Abilities for Beginners, Awaken Your Intuitive Senses, and Psychic Vision, Developing Your Clairvoyant and Remote Viewing Skills. Again, her new book, you might want to write this down, and I'm going to give out her contact information in a minute. You can friend her on Facebook, Melanie Barnum, Psychic, and her website is on the World Wide Web. It's melaniebarnum.com. And her new book is The Little Book of Psychic Development. And we're going to start off, before we take calls, talking a little bit about that book and what's been going on for Melanie. So, Melanie, welcome.
Hi, David. Thanks for having me again. I'm so happy to be back.
Yeah, it's good to have you back. You know, I just to let you know, we may or may not get a call from Ada Marie, the Golden Oracle.
Okay.
Yeah, she said she knew you. Do you know her?
Say her name again.
Ada Marie. She built herself as the Golden Oracle. She's down in Arizona.
It's a definite possibility.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm not positive, but yeah, it's a definite possibility.
Well, if she calls in, I will certainly bring her on the line to talk to you. I invited her to call, but sometimes things come up for her and she's not always able to do it. So
I hear that.
Right. So tell us about your little book of psychic development and your clairvoyant cards. I'd love to hear about them.
Sure. It's called Llewellyn's Little Book of Psychic Development. Llewellyn Worldwide Publishing is my publisher. So they decided that they wanted to put together a series of little books, kind of like pocket books. I think it's one of the cutest books that I've ever seen. I think it's beautiful. It's a little purple and gold, like, hardcover book. And like all of my books, it is packed full of information about developing your psychic ability. And also, like all my books, it has true stories of my clients' sessions and of things that happened to help explain things that I'm talking about in the book, to help explain how to use your abilities and what I'm talking about and what it means, what all the various things mean. And there's also a ton of exercises so that you can actually get some hands-on practice and you can work with your own skills and at your own pace.
Cool.
So just Yeah, so just because it's a little book doesn't mean it's not packed full of a lot of information.
Well, I think little books are easier to digest than big books. And, you know, when somebody can write a little book and be salient and to the point, then, you know, people get it. You know, these bigger books can be really confusing. I'm all for little books.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, everybody's got psychic potential, don't they?
Oh, they definitely do. You know, everybody is born with it, right? It's a natural, it's one of our kind of psychic birthrights. It's a gift.
Yeah, but it gets beaten out of a lot of people by people who don't believe.
Absolutely. It gets shut down.
Yeah, yeah. Well, any secrets without giving away the whole book that you want to share with people around psychic development?
You know, to me, the most important thing, or one of the most important things, is just to believe in the possibility. Believe in the possibility that it can be real, that it can happen for you, that you can intuit things in your life. Start believing in it. Start meditating, you know, 1 minute a day. That's all you need.
Really?
You don't need to, you know, yeah, you don't need to go to some, you know, place fancy or make a meditation room if that's not your inclination. You can just stop and start breathing for a minute. Just to pay attention to your breath in and out. And that will really start to ground you, and it'll start to open you up a little bit more. And set your intention. Your intention means truly everything. Set your intention that you want to be open to spirit. You want to be open to receiving communication, to receiving messages.
Mm.
But also, along with that, set your intention that you want this to happen in a way that's positive only. You want positive communication. You don't want, you know, some negative entity that's running around out there to try and contact you because you've opened the door. So you always want to protect yourself, but you definitely want to open yourself up so that you can start receiving messages.
Beautiful.
Well,
yeah. There are a lot of different ways to meditate, aren't there?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, you can use nature and music, and you don't necessarily have to believe in God, just something greater than yourself.
Absolutely. You know, you don't even have to focus on what it is that you believe in. You can, as you said, you can use nature, you can use music. A lot of people use art, and a lot of people use writing as well.
Well,
so,
yeah. Well, I use all of those.
We channel a lot.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We channel a lot, so you just kind of let it come. Let yourself relax through that.
Well, that's how I write my books. I channel them all. I don't have any preconceived conception of how they're going to go. I just let them flow. And I haven't had a problem yet. I've written about 20 of them, although only two are published.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
So what about your cards?
Oh, I'm so excited about these, too. So my first book was called The Book of Psychic Symbols, Interpreting Intuitive Messages.
Yeah.
And when I wrote that book, I started thinking about how a card deck would be great as kind of an adjunct thing, you know, something you could use in the spirit of the book, in recognizing symbols and symbolic information. And I started realizing that, you know, the more books I wrote, the more I really wanted to get this card deck out. And so I put together a card deck that I've created myself, and that's available exclusively through me right now. So you have to go to my website or my Facebook page, and you can order a deck there. And there are 44 different cards, and each card has a symbol and an image. And along with the symbol name and the image, and they're very graphic and, you know, very beautiful images, it also has a description right there on the card of exactly what that image can mean for you, what that symbol can mean for you.
Nice.
So, yeah, so each card, like I said, you can look at what the image is, what the word is, what the colors are on the card, but then you can also read the meaning right there. So they're open to interpretation, as are any psychic symbol, but there's also guidance given to you by the words that are written down. There's a whole paragraph on each card.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, and like I said, they're very brightly colored, and, you know, I actually post cards quite often on my Facebook page, which is Melanie Barnum Psychic Symbols, etc. So if you just put in Melanie Barnum Psychic, you'll find it.
Okay.
And I post cards all the time on there, and, you know, people love when I post the cards because it helps them with guidance, but it also guides them to to the decks to be able to have their own deck.
Okay. Well, that's great. Yeah. I hope people take advantage of it. And, Melanie, two things. Can you tell people what they can expect from a private session with you and what they can expect from a thumbnail call tonight? Because I think that people are going to want to take advantage of your services. We're not going to be able to get to everybody, I don't believe. So, you know, let me once again put out her website so that you have that information in case you haven't copied it down. And if you're listening to the podcast, you certainly will have it, no problem. It's on the World Wide Web, MelanieBarnum.com.
Sure. Okay, so essentially, if you come into my office or if you schedule a phone session, it could be either a half an hour or an hour. If you want more than that, I definitely do longer sessions, and that can be arranged. There's other options on my website as well to pick from. But before I call you for your session or before you come into my office, I do a quick meditation. And when I do a quick meditation, I open myself up to the universe and to whatever information the universe has, and I write it all down. So everything I write down usually opens us up to things that you may want to hear about or things that, you know, the client may want to talk about or may have questions about.
Uh-huh.
Within the stuff that I write down, there is usually, you know, some aha moments, like how could she have known that? You know, like maybe who just went bowling and, you know, it happened to be like her, this just happened the other day, you know, who just went bowling or who's going bowling right now? And my client looked at me and said, my husband just texted me saying I'm going bowling and he hasn't gone bowling in like 20 years.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, it could be like that kind of an aha moment where you say, how could you possibly have known that? Or it could just be, you know, the beginning of who you are and what type of person you are and maybe what you do and who's around you. And I also will write down the initials or the names of any deceased people, any of your loved ones, or maybe some people that you didn't like so much but that are around anyway. I'll write those names or initials down as well. And so, you know, usually the hour-long session is packed full of information. And usually the stuff that I write down that I like to start off with takes us all session and answers whatever questions you have. So essentially, that's how it works. And I'm very kind of chill and relaxed, and I'm not, you know, intense or woo-woo psychic or, you know, anything like that. I'm just a normal, everyday person. So it's very relaxed and just kind of, you know, like I said, very chill and, you know, comfortable.
Now, what can people expect from you tonight? What kinds of questions can they ask? You're not going to be able to do mediumship, are you?
Well, it really depends. I mean, some people will say, you know, who do you see around me?
Yeah.
It kind of depends on what information I'm getting. Not everybody is going to have somebody come through in an instant.
Right.
You know, but they if they have a question that they're looking for guidance with, or if they want to know how I feel about something in their lives, then they can definitely ask me that. You know, usually I say, you know, don't tell me anything. I don't really want to know about what's going on until, you know, I do the reading. But for a radio show, it's kind of easier if you ask me more of a specific
mm-hmm.
question. Don't just say, what, you know, where do you see my career going, but do you see this happening for my career, or what do you think would happen if I went in this direction? You know, that kind of thing. Is usually you'll get a better answer. You can leave it vague, but you might not get as good of an answer.
All right. Well, folks, if you weren't listening to that, I'm going to ask Melanie to repeat it one more time so you know how to frame the question in the best possible way.
Sure. So you can be very vague in your question, but you may get a kind of a vague answer. If you're a little more specific about what you're asking, or, you know, instead of just saying, what do you see me doing for a career, if you say, you know, do you feel like this, whatever it may be, might be the best career path, or how do you feel about this particular job, then you'll get a more detailed answer, essentially.
Sounds good. Well, shall we go to the callers?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay, our first caller is Sandra. And Sandra, you're live.
Hi, Melanie.
Hi, Sandra. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Thank you for the great advice about when you're opening yourself up, to open yourself up to intend on something positive, because I I don't always open myself up because, you know, I think about that. I'm like, gee, what if it's something negative? Not that that's really, you know, something that always goes through my mind, but, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think a lot of people tend to feel that way. A lot of people have that concern that if they open themselves up, are they inviting in, you know, negative spirit or negative energy? And it's a valid concern. So, I'm glad you like that.
I feel like I'm naturally open and things have naturally happened throughout my life. But there's been a couple of times that, like, I've been smacked awake, which I don't like, you know, and
right.
I usually get angry. Yeah, like, so, you know, I think just because I've been naturally open, these things have, you know, come to me. And I don't think that that's one of my family members doing that, but you never know. Anyway, let me ask you my question.
Well, I think you actually, Sandra, you actually have a mix. I'm going to jump in here. I feel like you have a mix of things going on. I think that, you know, there's some energy that you're creating in your life and your relationships and everything. You kind of can create this energy.
Interesting.
It's almost like a buzzing around you. Yeah. But then I think that there's other things where you are kind of attracting your deceased loved ones and, you know, guides to come through for you. So I think that you have a mix going on. I also think that they're trying to tell you to pay attention. So I'm not sure exactly what's going on in your life right now, but I feel like they're trying to tell you to kind of pay attention to what's happening. I think it goes beyond just the psychic stuff. So, you know, kind of pay attention to what's happening around you right now or what you're doing right now.
Yeah, I do. I do, you know, breathing, and I try to, you know, really get my messages, which I normally do. You know, I'm pretty
awesome.
I'm getting better.
I'm getting better and better.
But, you know, like I said, when something slaps my leg awake, I get mad. Immediately I'm like, hey, don't touch me. And I say it out loud.
And that's actually, perfect. A lot of people ask, how do I get rid of this? You know, how do I deal with anything negative or anything that's bothering me? And that's exactly what you do. Don't touch me. Go away. Leave me alone.
Basically.
But the next step then is to say, why did you wake me up? Who are you? What did you want to know? Who are you?
Yeah,
come back to me when I'm awake.
Yeah. Sometimes I ignore them, which is probably not great. But sometimes
Well, you know what? It makes perfect sense to do that. But the problem with that can be that they just keep coming back.
Yeah. True. But anyway, thank you so much for
so
all
if
that
it's somebody
advice,
that you want to figure out, what's that?
I said, thank you so much for that advice, but I really want to get to my juicy question, which is basically about my love life. I've been working on myself for a very long time, and I'm ready to have a partner that's going to lead to something serious. And I guess I want to see what you see coming in.
Okay. I feel like you have, I almost feel like you've had some changes in priorities. Okay, so I'm not sure whether this is something that's been going on within the last couple of years, but I feel like there's some changes in your priorities. I think maybe part of it is trying to open up to a new partner and finding somebody that is there for you who can, you know, be there specifically for you. And I think that energy is starting to shift for you. I actually see something starting to happen for you. So I'm actually getting some good vibes.
That has more of that's thinking more of, you know, of me as a priority in their life. I can't say that that's always happened in my past relationships. So, you know, trying to
that's exactly what I'm talking about. I feel like there's priorities for you that are, you know, starting to happen. And I think that, you know, the people that you've been with in the past possibly haven't had the maturity level that you needed.
Haven't really
put you as a priority, like I said. So your priorities have changed because you want to be the priority. Again, I think that there's things changing. I'm getting 2 and I'm getting 6. So to me, that's 2 to 6. I would like to say weeks, but I think it's more 2 to 6 months where stuff is starting to happen. Stuff is starting to really kind of gel for you. And I think it's been a while. So I'm looking forward to that for you. I think that sounds good.
Yeah, come on. I mean, I want the right person to come into my life, so I'm not, you know, in a big rush.
Mm-hmm.
So 2 to 6 weeks, I don't even know if that would really jive for me because I really want
to
get...
Yeah, I don't think that, like I said, I would like to say that. I would like to say 2 to 6 weeks for you, but I don't think that's it. But
that's
I am getting some changes from 2 to 6 months, like both 2 and 6. So something happens in about 2 months, and then something else happens in about 6 months.
Okay.
So be open to that. And is there also a J name around you? Is there also a J name around you?
Is there a J name around me? Let's see. Well, I work with a lot of men. There is a J that I work with, but, I mean, he's married. You know, it's not like, but no.
Yeah,
no,
that's not him.
Yeah.
Is there somebody that's passed with a J name?
There's somebody that passed with a J name. Not that's coming to my mind.
Listen, it could be a G name. I get J's and G's together. But I'm just going to put it out there. If you don't recognize that right away, this might be the person that's coming for you. So be open to a John or a J or a G name.
Okay.
Sandra, we're going to need to move on, hon.
No,
but thank you
for
your call.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
God bless.
Have a beautiful evening, and God bless.
You too.
Thank you. Okay, our next caller, and Sandra, it's good to have you back again. Please feel free to call in again. And for people that want to check out upcoming shows that don't know how to do it, write this down. Go to blogtalkradio.com/author David Clark, spelled with an E. And I usually only post my shows a week in advance. I have a lot of spiritually gifted folks on. I do dialogue shows. Again, it's blogtalkradio.com/author David Clark, spelled with an E. And our next caller is Rose. And
hi.
Rose, you're live.
Hi, thank you. Hi, Melanie.
Hi, Rose. How are you?
I'm good. My question is similar. I'm single, and I want to know, what do you see with regards to my love life?
Okay. Rose, I feel like you've been through the ringer, kind of. So I think that you deserve somebody again, just like our last caller, just like Sandra. You deserve somebody who's going to treat you right and make you a priority.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also getting the letter M around you. So I'm not sure whether that's somebody that's trying to come through for you or whether that is somebody that's coming into your life. So hold on to that. And also, I get that you've got a little time yet to make things kind of gel for you. But I am getting, I'm getting something about, I'm not sure if this is 5 months, but I'm getting either around 5 months or it's possible, and don't kill me for this, but it's possible it's the 5th month, so it would be May. I think it's more like May. So hang in there and hold tight, but I think that you're gonna find somebody that's gonna treat you a little better with some respect that you deserve.
Mm-hmm.
Are you still there?
I'm here.
Okay. Does that make sense?
Yes, thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. And Rose, actually, I'm going to pick one of my symbols cards for you right now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I got the elevator card. And the elevator card talks about how life has a lot of ups and downs. And to kind of try and create the direction you want your life to take. So choose to rise above dilemmas and know that although there are pitfalls, there's always a path leading upward. So any setbacks you may be experiencing will bottom out, leaving you with only one way to go, to go up. So it feels like, you know, kind of what I was just saying, that it's kind of time, you've had some, you know, some stuff going on. So I feel like it's kind of time for you to to get the good stuff into your life now. So, like I said, give it a little while. It's possible it's 5 months. I feel like it may be May.
Okay.
So give it some time and just be open.
I will. Thank you.
All right, Rose. Thanks for calling.
All right.
Yeah, thank you, Rose. God bless, sweetie. Okay, we're taking a minute to move on to the next caller. Okay, the next caller is Susie. And Susie, you're live.
Hi, how are you tonight, Melanie?
Hi, Susie. Good, thanks. How are you?
Hanging in, or at least trying. And I guess that brings me to my question. I've been feeling myself slip down my depression hole, so to speak. And it sort of has come on very hard. And I've dealt with depression quite a few times in my life. And I feel, once again, this out of control. And I realize that's exactly it. There are things going on that are completely out of anyone's control. But my reaction then is to soothe myself with food, which I've been doing all of my life. And I'm having a really hard time with that. So I was wondering if you could, you know, help in any way.
You know, one of the things that I get is I feel like you need to, you know, I talked earlier about meditating to ground yourself. I feel like if you're able to start doing that before you eat anything or before you start giving in to that feeling of depression, if you start to just use some simple techniques or simple exercises to start to meditate, I almost feel like it's going to help to clear the depression and to clear the energy that's causing you to kind of, you know, sink down a little bit. And unfortunately, when it's, you know, when there's food addiction involved, and when you are trying to kind of overcompensate or make yourself feel better with food, it ends up making you feel worse, right? So you end up feeling even worse after you do that. And I think that if you can kind of start to catch it, just say that again.
I was going to say, yes, that's something that I've just discussed actually with a therapist last week, that it's a strange dichotomy because then what I'm doing, which is clearly stuff that I've been doing all my life, trying to eat to help deal with the pain. However, I see that it's not helping, but it's not helping me to stop it either. but it's not helping.
So, like I said, I would start off by trying to do a quick meditation before you actually put anything in your mouth, because that'll help to kind of ground you a little bit and pull you back into your body. I think that you kind of float outside a little bit. And I also feel like after you do that, you kind of float outside a little bit and kind of, you know, push off like the good parts of yourself. You know what I mean? So I also feel like if you start to write down, like after you do your quick meditation, and it could take you a little while to get into the groove of this, but if you start writing down things, and one of the things that I would tell you to do is start writing down anything good, even if it's that you like your pinky toe fingernail or toenail, you know, even if it's like something that small, just write down 10 things about you or about your life that you like or that are good. And it could be, like I said, something that small. Or, you know, maybe you like the way your hair falls over your, you know, over your forehead. Or maybe you like the way your voice sounds when you sing. Or maybe you enjoy, you know, such and such. Whatever it is, write down 10 things that you can find that are positive about yourself. And like I said, you can do this slowly. You can take, you know, you can build up to this. But do the quick meditation. You could just do a quick relaxation meditation or a quick, what's called a chakra meditation. Just kind of go up your body in a rainbow color. And focus a little bit from the base of your spine to the top of your head. Just kind of focus on the rainbow, the chakra colors, and then write stuff down. And if you still want to take a bite of something, take a bite, but don't eat the whole thing.
Okay.
Because you're stuck in that kind of whirlwind trap right now.
Yeah, I know. I'm kind of in the
same place. I think it is. I think it's going to take you a couple months, but I think it's going to start to come back around for you.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate
that. Okay. I also see you. You're welcome. I also see you losing some weight for yourself. So, you know, look at this as a positive transition time for you.
Yeah, it was just sort of falling off there a little bit, but then it started to pop back on, and I don't seem to have, it was starting. Like, I lost 20 pounds without even really kind of thinking about it. The food wasn't important, it seemed, and I just ate when I was hungry. Now I'm in that mode of, like, every second of every day I'm calculating where I'm going to be, what I'm going to do, how I'm going to do it, and how am I going to put it down my throat. So I've been down this road before. So, but got that. I will try the meditation and the listing of the 10 things.
Perfect. I was just about to say, this is why the meditation and the listing of the 10 things will help you as well, because it keeps your mind busy. It takes you out of that space. You can't focus on both things at once. So you're coming out of that negative space. Yeah, and you're focusing on something else. You're focusing on the positive. So give it a try. And like I said, I give it a couple months, and you're going to start to see some changes.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. That was helpful. I appreciate it. And have a wonderful weekend.
Thanks. You too.
You too, Susie. God bless.
Thank you very much.
Sorry about that. What were you going to say, Susie?
I was just going to say thank you both, and God bless you both.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks, Susie.
Good night.
Okay. Just to let folks know, I haven't talked to all of you ahead of the show, but we will get to some of you who I didn't talk to ahead of time. So don't give up hope that I'm not going to get to you. The next caller is Jean. And Jean, you're live.
Hi there. Hi, Melanie.
Hi.
Hi, Jean. How are you? Hi.
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Good, thanks.
Okay. Do you see me moving in a new direction as far as work?
I actually see you opening up to two different things. So I feel like there's two different opportunities or two different types of paths that you're looking at or thinking about. So I feel like, yes, you can move in a different direction. I feel like it's something that you've been actually thinking about for a while, and it's something that is it's about time that you start thinking about changing it. I also just got something like, I know this sounds weird, but something about animals, or I'm actually seeing like a zebra. So, you know, it could be like something that you're changing, like black and white, or something to do with animals.
Okay. Can't think of anything.
To me, the black and white thing, the zebra, like I said, I get a lot of things symbolically. So the black and white thing could mean that you're moving in a totally different direction. Okay?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does. It does make sense.
Okay, good. Yeah, like I said, I see things symbolically. So I have to tell people what I see in case it's a literal thing, that I'm not just getting a symbol. But I also like to tell you what the symbolic information is. And like I said, I feel like I saw a zebra. So it's either something to do with animals, which you said pretty much no, or it's the black and white, you know, kind of a totally different direction. And I think that it will make you happy, too. I think you'll be happy about it.
Okay, do you have a time frame for when that would happen?
I'm sorry?
Do you have a time frame as far as
Can you say that again?
Do you have a time frame as far as when that would happen?
I think it's going to be a little while. I'm getting a 3, so I think you're maybe starting in 3 months there's going to be a change. But I think it may be longer than that. It may be something that you kind of decide on maybe in 3 months. But I'm definitely getting, you know, it's going to take a little while. So hold on there.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Yes.
You're welcome, Jean. Good luck.
Thanks for calling, Jean.
Hey, Jean, before you hang up, I also just picked a card for you, and it's the beach card. And the beach card is about feeling connected. So it feels like there's something missing in your life right now. And it's about connecting your physical with your spiritual and emotional self. So it's talking about taking a break and going somewhere to re-energize yourself or to make that change. So that's actually a perfect card for you right now. And it could also be literal about being at the beach. So, okay?
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
All right, Jean. Take care. Thanks for calling.
You too. Have a good night.
God bless, Jean.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Our next caller is Sharon. And Sharon, you're live.
Hi there. Hello.
Hi, Sharon. How are you?
Hello. So thorough on your readings.
Hi.
My question to you, yeah, I know. My question today is, I was offered a job today and I accepted it. What do you see with this job? Am I going to excel? I got right to the point.
That's perfect. That's actually an interesting question. I feel like it's not going to be the job. It's not going to stay the job that you think it is. I think that there's going to be some changes within the job, and those changes are going to help you to excel. I feel like that's actually going to be good for you. I think that it's going to be a good thing. So I feel like it's not going to be exactly what you expect or exactly what you were looking for, but I feel like there's going to be some changes. I'm getting like two to three different changes for you within the position. So that's actually a good thing. It'll help you to not be as bored and to kind of expand what you're doing.
It's a great position, great money.
So, yeah, that's a good
thing. The man that hired me, is he going to be happy with me? His name is Anthony.
Anthony, I think that you're going to need some changes in order to make everybody happy. Okay, and that's okay.
Okay.
That's okay. That's a good thing. Okay. What was your name one more time?
Sharon. Do you see me staying there for at least two or three years?
I actually feel like with the changes, it could be a little bit longer.
Thank you. I want to stay there.
You're welcome.
For as long as I can. That's perfect. But it was
a
good choice.
Yeah, I'm getting actually more. Yeah, I'm getting that it's a good thing, and I'm getting more like, 4 to 6 years. So.
And it's a good change.
Be open to the changes.
Oh,
yeah.
I know. But the man that I work for will be happy with me.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's also about you being happy with him. So remember that.
That's a good. There you go. Thank you. Have a nice evening. I know. You're right.
Thanks.
Though.
You too, Sharon.
Have a good night.
Take care, Sharon.
Thank you, David. Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless. All right. Moving right along, our next caller is Donna. And Donna,
thank you, David.
You're live. Yes.
Hi. Hi, Melanie.
Hi, Donna. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you? My question is, I'm on housing. I've been on it for a long time, Section 8, and there were some complications with too much money going in and out and, just some complications. And they called me in after 3 months. I have to go back in with the bank statements and all that. And do you see them allowing me to keep my housing?
I just see some more stuff happening. So, essentially, I kind of have to say that I feel like they're going to want you to jump through a couple more hoops. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, right now, I feel like it's not set in stone that it's going to be kept. But I do feel like if you're able to jump through a couple more hoops for them, you'll be able to kind of straighten some stuff out. But I do think other options are going to come into play for you. So, don't be too discouraged if it doesn't work out. But I do think it's going to take a couple more.
Mm-hmm.
Say that again?
I can go live with my sister. They'd buy me a double-wide trailer. But, they live about an hour and a half from where I live. But it's kind of isolating up there. And I don't know. There's not much to do, really.
Like I said, they might want you to provide a couple more things for them. And there's kind of a lot of red tape going on. I'm optimistic, but I'm not positive that it's going to work out for you. So, like I said, I'm not devastated about it. I don't feel like you're going to be devastated.
No.
So the fact that you just said you have somewhere else to go is great.
Right.
But
like I said, just kind of relax with it and go with it, because whatever is going to happen right now is what's meant to be for you. So don't be too upset if it, you know, either way. But I do think that they're going to want some more from you in order to prove that you should stay there.
Okay. Well,
okay.
I can get them that. Yeah. All right.
Okay. And I also just picked a card for you, one of my psychic symbols oracle cards, and it's actually the mouse. And the mouse card says, do you feel insignificant? And it's difficult when you're known kind of as the quiet one and you finally are speaking up, no one hears you. So even if this isn't your norm, you may need to take a look at what's happening in your situation now. It's not always beneficial to be loud and outgoing, but it may be more advantageous to be a little industrious and quiet in your current circumstance. So figure out, you know, what they're looking for and what they need. It may not be an argument from you. It may be more of a, you know, very quiet and humble that they need from you. Okay?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll go in humble and quiet.
Yeah, so it might be time for that. Just, you know, sometimes people need to feel like they have the upper hand, like they're the authority. And if you try and treat them like they're not, you know, they may just kind of get mad at you, which is a little ridiculous in the situation that you're talking about, but that does happen.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
And I truly believe in your situation specifically that, you know, you're being looked out for. So either way, you're going to be okay.
Okay. Oh, that gives me some reassurance. Thank you, Melanie. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Oh, you're so welcome. You're so welcome. Good luck. Have a great evening.
You too.
God bless, Donna.
God bless you too.
Well, thank you. I liked your message about how, in essence, you are exactly where you're meant to be. And faith that all is well, that you know, essentially good things do come eventually. And that was a very reassuring message that you gave, I think. I want to, for the new callers, we're not going to get to everybody, but I want to give you Melanie's website address, so please write it down. You can find her on Facebook at Melanie Barnum Psychic, and you can find her on the World Wide Web at melaniebarnum.com. And she does mediumship, you know, she does it all. So take advantage of her and look her up on Amazon.com, too. She has many books out there. And if you go to her website, she does have a new deck of clairvoyant cards that you might be interested in. So our next caller is from area code 610. And what is your name, please?
My name is Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Hi, Sarah.
That's great. Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes.
I was just wondering about career. I do have a job right now, but for various reasons, you know, I am looking for another position. And I'm very optimistic and focused as to, you know, the type of job I want and all that. That's what I'm concentrating on. And very recently, you know, I've applied to a few things and I get all enthusiastic, but then, you know, they don't call me back, or, you know, I follow up and I don't hear anything. But there was one company in particular where you are allowed to upload your resume to the portal. And I left a message, I guess, to the recruiter or whoever handles that. And then I got a call back today, which to my surprise, I was a bit surprised, because I told her I wanted to understand the process, like what happens after you submit your resume. And she's like, well, although you do submit your resume, the best thing you can do is apply directly if you see a position, because that's what I look for. I haven't really seen anything suitable for me or something I see myself doing yet at this company. So I don't know if you saw me for possibly, you know, something working out at this company eventually, or you saw me finding a job elsewhere.
Sarah, what kind of job are you looking for?
Well, here's the thing. I work in the technology field. I'm a technical support engineer, but you know, I'm willing to, you know, to work in something that incorporates that. I'm not trying to close myself in, you know, I'm trying to be a bit flexible here. So something where I can use my skills. And also I'm very interested in learning I've been using it for quite a bit, some time now. It's a customer relationship management system. And there's a whole pool of things that I can learn about it. There's groups. It's like endless. And there's lots of certification and stuff. So that's what I'm focusing on. And I know that this company had a position where they utilize that software, but it was more working with a sales team, and, you know, it wasn't really much my thing. But I did like that piece of it, you know?
Right. So you're talking about technical, like, IT stuff or, like, customer service stuff or kind of a combination?
Well, a combination, yeah. It's not strictly technical IT, you know. I mean, I work in IT, but, you know, it could be a combination of things. And so I don't know if you saw something with this company, which the letter starts with letter O, and it's not too far from where I live compared to what I drive right now. So.
I'm not sure. I'm going to tell you what I just picked up about you, and I'm not sure whether this has to do with your career or about something else, but I saw something about a gym. So I'm not sure whether there has something to do with, like, an exercise. Say that again?
That's so funny because I just picked up a new exercise equipment today when I went shopping, and I've been thinking about it for quite some time now, and I've been wanting to buy, but here's the thing. I walk in today to buy a few things, and then I walk right in front of it. They had like a $12 price drop. I'm like, this isn't my price range, because I've been looking at this thing since a few months back, probably since maybe Christmas. So today I bought it.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Oh, that's perfect.
I bought it, and I'm going to set it up in my family room.
That's perfect. And, you know, it's interesting. I was just about to say, I'm not sure whether it's new equipment that you bought or whether it has to do with, equipment. But I feel like this was the first step into creating a better you, to moving on, to moving to that next possibility. And I also see a ladder. So I don't know whether that has something to do with the equipment that you bought or whether climbing the ladder. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it has to do with climbing, like, the ladder, so moving up.
Yeah, that's it.
So what I want to tell you also is, don't sell yourself short. I feel like you're starting to work on yourself. You're starting to create a better you. And I think it's going to kind of follow suit with the rest of your career aspirations. I think that you are going to find a better position. I'm not sure if it's with this specific company. I think that you may get an interview with this company, or there may be some information about it. But again, just like I told the last caller, you know, if this doesn't work out, I do feel you're on the upswing. So I think that, you know, you're starting to create a better space for yourself overall in general. And I also feel like you're starting to believe in yourself more. You're starting to give yourself more credit. And I think that that's going to show through in your career opportunities. They're coming. They're definitely coming for you.
Right. No, absolutely. I wasn't just selling myself short by just this one company.
Yeah.
But like I said, I'm surprised they even got back to me since I left a message for the for this recruiter. Like, they just transferred me to a voicemail. They have like a gatekeeper there. And I'm like, well, let me leave a message, but I don't know if they'll call me back. And they call me back and explain the process, which I was a bit surprised, you know. So at least they did call me back
and
tell me the process and how it works. You know, I guess that's a positive note.
Yeah. That is a very positive note. And I also feel like you need to start paying attention to your ideas. I think that you have good ideas, and it's been difficult to put those ideas into words or into a framework that other people can understand. But I think that you have good ideas, and you'll start to kind of develop those ideas further, and they're going to bring you places.
Right. You mean ideas like for work or in general?
Ideas in general. I think that you have more to offer than what you offer, you know, what you're currently offering. So there's more coming for you, for sure.
Right.
And Sarah, we're going to need to move on, honey. I appreciate your call. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right, Sarah, good luck.
Thanks. You don't see a time frame by any chance, do you, for this?
Give yourself a little time. Give yourself a little space.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Actually, I think something's going to happen in about 3 months. I feel like that's been a theme tonight, but I feel like something's going to happen in about
3 months.
You know, give or take about 3 months.
I've been looking for a while now.
Yeah,
you know? I've been looking since like February.
Okay, I'm still getting like 3 months, but hang in there. Like I said, I feel like you're building up to something much better.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Oh, okay.
Good night.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, we're going to take two more callers. And for people that don't get through tonight, again, for the people that haven't heard it before, you can find Melanie on Facebook at Melanie Barnum Psychic or on the World Wide Web at melaniebarnum.com. And she also has several books on Amazon. The most recent book is Llewellyn's Little Book of Psychic Development. And she also has a clairvoyant card deck that's available through her website. Melanie, would you once again say what would be best for how people should present their message to you so that it's not so long-winded?
Sure. Just be kind of specific about what you're looking for. Instead of just saying, where do you see my career going or what do you see happening with my love life, try and be a little more specific. If you can, if you can't, I totally understand. But that can get you a better answer and better information.
Great.
Totally up to you, but, you know, it gets a little more detailed that way.
Sounds good. Okay, our next caller is from area code 917. What is your name, please?
Hello, David and Melanie. This is Ellen.
Ellen, hi there.
Hi, Ellen.
Hi. Hi. Melanie, I hope you can help me with this question. I would like to move, and in fact, I wouldn't mind moving a great distance. Do you see that coming up anytime in the near future, let's say within the next 6 months?
Ellen, I just saw something about the snow. So to me, the snow is either, you know, where you're living or what you're trying to get away from or moving to, or it has to do with the winter. So I think that, you know, there's a definite possibility you'll be moving in the winter months. So
okay.
What are we in now? We're in July, so that kind of makes sense.
That would be January, yeah.
Not the best time of year
well,
to
give
move,
or take. No, I'm actually feeling like a little bit before then. So give or take, like I said, in the winter months. So I feel like, you know, November kind of starts that off, right? November's fall, then December, give or take, like, because I'm getting snow. So it would be sometime when there's some snow. So November, December, and it may be when you, you know, start the process. So give yourself a little leeway. But I do think that that's going to kind of start to happen for you.
Okay. Are you able to pick up on where it is? Because snow could describe where I'm living now, or it could be describing where I'm going, or as you said, it could also describe what I'd like to get away from. All three of those.
Yeah. I think that's kind of what's going on. But I'm not 100% sure, but I do think that, you also said you don't mind going kind of further away, and I do feel like it's going to be further away. And I also feel like you're kind of adventurous, so go for it. And I think that there's like three different locations in mind, and you're going to narrow them down. And it's also going to be based on the places that you find in order to be narrowed down. But I think that there's three different kind of locations, and I don't think it's set in stone yet. So be open.
Okay. I will. Thank you again,
right.
Melanie and David.
And I,
have a wonderful night.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. And like I said, I do get something about the winter time or like the snowy month. So I think it's going to happen around then. So be open to that.
Will do. Thank you.
And thank you for your feedback, Ellen. It's always a joy to have you on the show.
Thank you. Good night.
And Ellen, I also feel like you're looking for a community, somewhere to fit in and somewhere to kind of assimilate, and I think you're going to find that. So be open to that.
Yes, you picked on a fact. That is correct. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good night, and God bless, Ellen.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Our next caller is a Skype caller, and you are live. What is your name, please?
Joanna.
Joanna, hi there. How are you?
Hi. Hello, Melanie and David. I know you're short on time. I'll
hi.
Try to make my
hi,
question
Joanna.
For you. Hello, hello. The gentleman in life and I have been long distance for a while, and I'm wondering if you see things finally opening up for us so we can be in the same area, hopefully, you know, within the coming months or hopefully with sometime early next year.
Tell me what his name is.
Mark.
Mark. Joanna, actually, I kind of like you and Mark. I think that you guys have similar personalities or similar kind of a similar vibe. And
yes.
I think that you guys could kind of start to move mountains to be together. I think that it's going to happen. I don't think it's going to happen quite as soon as you want it to, but I do think it can happen.
Oh, great, great. Thank you so much, and bless you both, and thank you for answering my question this evening.
Thank you, Joanna. That's wonderful. Appreciate your I appreciate your spirit.
Thank you.
You know, I also want to tell you, Joanna, I just picked a card, and actually, don't get scared of the card, but the card is the gun card, and it talks about, you know, being – what did you say?
I said, oh!
Well, it actually talks about pulling the trigger. Like, go ahead and pull that trigger. If you feel like it's the direction that you're headed in, if you feel like it's a good direction, then go ahead and pull that trigger. So, you know, be patient. Don't feel the pressure from it, but be patient. Okay? And make sure that, you know, this is exactly what you want before you take any action. Make sure you focus your sights on what it is that you want before you take any action. So make sure that you decide where you want to be, what you want to do, before you actually make any moves. But I like the vibe between you guys.
Oh, great, great. Thank you again so very much, and have a wonderful evening.
You're welcome, Joanna. Thanks. You too.
Good
bye-bye.
Night, Joanna.
Good night, Jeff.
Sorry to cut you off there, hon. For the other callers, let's tell them what they could expect from a private session with you, Melanie, since we haven't been able to get to everybody.
Sure. So before you come in or before I call you on the phone for a session or we even do a Skype session, I tune into your energy. And whatever I get, I write down. And usually the stuff I write down opens us up to things that you may want to know about or things that you have questions about. Almost always, will also connect with people that have passed. They're the ones that are giving me the energy and the information. So the people that I connect to, I'll give you either their name or their initial, and try and give you some evidence that it's really them coming through. And usually my readings are kind of a combination of everything. So some people do just a psychic reading or just a mediumship, but mine kind of runs the gamut. It kind of covers whatever spirit wants to tell me about you or whatever questions you may have, you know, try and give you some evidence and some information to support the answers that I have for you.
Beautiful. And also Melanie's new book, the Llewellyn's Little Book Psychic Development, and pay no attention to that voice, Melanie, it means nothing.
Okay.
Llewellyn's Little Book of Psychic Development, it is a very practical primer on how to develop your own psychic abilities. And Melanie maintains, as do many psychics, that we all have psychic abilities and that they can be developed. And so if there's anybody that's interested in exploring that, then I would suggest you check out on Amazon.com or through Melanie's website how to get the book. And is there anything else you'd like to say in the next minute, Melanie?
Sure. You can also check out my Psychic Symbols Oracle cards on my website, and that's melaniebarnum.com. And the Psychic Symbols Oracle cards are available only directly through me. You get an autographed deck. You can also order any of my books through me specifically. I have 5 books out now. Or you can go to my publisher, Llewellyn, Publishing or Llewellyn.com or on Amazon or any other bookseller that you can find.
Beautiful. And Deanna, I see you out there. You've got a call in earlier, honey. You were second to last call coming in, so a hello to you. And I don't recognize any of the other phone numbers, but please call back. Thursdays and Fridays I do my show at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. A lot of spiritually gifted people. But if you resonate with Melanie, contact her at her website, melaniebarnum.com. And Melanie, would you stay on the line for a minute after I end the episode?
Sure.
Thank you. And thank you so much for appearing on the show again. It really has been a pleasure.
Oh, thanks, David. It was a pleasure for me as well.
Thank you. So once again, we come to a close. Now let's pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. Good night and God bless.